Tomorrow, Arnold Schwarzenegger takes the oath of office as California's governor. The inauguration is billed as a low-key affair to be followed by several luncheons featuring traditional Austrian dishes. Once the strudel and Wurst are packed away, the new governor will have to wrestle with California's massive budget deficit. And as NPR's Scott Horsley reports, he'll face the same short list of unpleasant choices as his predecessor.
The former Mr. Olympia has a mountain of a task ahead of him, and he knows it. Schwarzenegger spokesman H.D. Palmer says California's new leader faces a fiscal disaster like no incoming governor before him.
Californians clearly know what the problem is. It's that years of fiscal mismanagement have driven California's budget into the ditch.
But even with a new governor behind the wheel, California faces a bumpy road ahead. And Schwarzenegger's first turn as chief executive won't help any. He's promised to reduce the unpopular car tax by some $4 billion. That money goes to local governments, where most of it is used for public safety, says Carol Wills of the Professional Firefighters Association.
If the vehicle license fee goes away and there's no replacement revenue, you'll see stations closing, you'll see firefighters laid off, you'll see less equipment available for things like wildfires and forest fires.
Schwarzenegger has promised the state government will make up for that lost local money, but he hasn't said how. The state has its own deficit of more than $11 billion. Schwarzenegger has ordered an audit to identify possible cost savings. But even his spokesman Palmer admits it's doubtful they'll find billions of dollars in pain-free spending cuts.
I don't think you'll find that between the couch cushions, no.
The governor-elect has also vowed not to increase taxes or cut spending on children's education. Palmer says one possibility that leaves is borrowing money, despite Schwarzenegger's campaign promise to end what he called crazy deficit spending.
I wouldn't rule it in at this point. I wouldn't rule it out. But it is among the mix of issues that the governor-elect is looking at. And whatever the decision that he makes, he will make very clear and he'll explain the reasons and the rationales for whatever route he chooses to go.
California's current budget includes $10.7 billion in so-called deficit reduction bonds to be paid back over 5 to 7 years. Schwarzenegger's transition team has floated the idea of borrowing twice that much for as long as 30 years. State Treasurer Phil Angelides, a Democrat, blasted the idea as costly and irresponsible.
I don't think you start off an era of opportunity, which I believe we're on the cusp of, by just punting today's problems to the future.
Angelides says Schwarzenegger should instead follow the example of previous Republican governors like Ronald Reagan and Pete Wilson.
Yes, they called for and got cuts in state government, but they also asked the wealthiest Californians on a temporary basis to pay a little more in income tax. So there are ways to do this, and in some sense, I think the people of California are more ready than state government to do what's needed.
California's bond rating is already the lowest in the country, just one notch above junk status. David Hitchcock of the Standard & Poor's credit rating agency says additional borrowing wouldn't help.
There has to be at some point when you stop operating on borrowed money and balance your budget.
Some California conservatives who opposed borrowing under Governor Gray Davis seem willing to accept it under Governor Schwarzenegger. That's partly because it would be accompanied by a proposed spending cap, that is, a promise to do in the future what the government is unwilling to do this year. Conservatives also like the incoming governor's idea of getting voter approval for the bond issue, something that wasn't done for the proposed borrowing in this year's budget. But S&P's David Hitchcock notes that going to the voters is a risky strategy. If the voters say no to borrowing when the election is held next March, the state would have only a few months left in the fiscal year to balance its budget. And no amount of special effects would help Governor Schwarzenegger out of that jam. Scott Horsley, NPR News, San Diego.